Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
Show me the night.
great one, man. Black and Blue, classic Black and Blue. Loved those guys. I saw their video on a VHS tape my friend gave me of the US Festival. I know what you're thinking. Black and Blue were not at the US Festival. Correct. But we used to dub video to video, and he dubbed me the US Festival on a Betamax tape, and then he also included some videos that he had taped off of somewhere. It may have been MTV, I don't know where, but Black and Blue was on there, of course, Hold On to 18. But that song right there, requested by Mike Jones on Patreon, one of our patrons of Patreon, thank you, Mike, is Show Me the Night. I would say the second best song on the album. Great call. Great call, Mike Jones. Greyhound Dad there checking in. And again, Mike, thank you always for your continued support on... I'm chewing gum, so I got a bunch of saliva in my mouth. That's why. Let me take the gum out. It's kind of gross. Thanks for your continued support on Patreon, Mike. We got to hang. I know we've hung at some shows. Zebra, Maiden. What else? Was it Slayer or something? Yeah, man, this COVID-19 shit has got to go. We have to return to the concerts again because I'm just dying for live shows. That's when I go out and let my hair down and get drunk and have fun at concerts. That's my thing, you know? And it's a big void in my life right now. But I have been enjoying these music episodes. I know we did some interviews in the last episode. But let's do some music in this one. And Mike Jones, your request there, Black and Blue, Show Me the Night, a track off of that first Black and Blue record produced by Dieter Dierks, known for his work also with the Scorpions and Accept, right? Accept, yep. And man, he did that first Black and Blue record. Great stuff. Tommy Thayer, Jamie St. James, Peter Holmes on the drums, who's currently playing in the new version of Rat. Yeah, so good stuff. Saw Black and Blue at M3 a number of years ago. But anyways, as I was saying, I had a lot of fun putting those music episodes together for you a couple weeks back. So let's do another one. And I will say that this one is going to be programmed by a good friend of mine. I haven't been in touch with him much over the past few years, but you know, COVID-19, one thing it has done for me is it's reconnected me to some old friends, checking in with them. And Eric Bone in Steel, Bones of Steel, we used to call him. It was great to check in with him. The cell phone connection isn't always the best during this episode, but he has a lot to say, and he's got even better than that. He's got some great music to play for us and to tell us about. So a guy I always respected, his musical taste and diversity when it comes to metal, because I'm the same way. I'm all over the metal map, from the glam hair metal stuff to the, you know, some death metal, even a little black metal for me, you know. But yeah, so it's great to hear from Eric Bone and Steel. Metalcore, I love the New England metalcore scene. So much great stuff out there. Hard and heavy, if that's what it is, I'm down with it. So let's check in with my friend Eric Bone and Steel and hear some tunes. But before we do that, let's jam out a little music right now to get us in. I'm going to pick one song to play for us. And it's called Sad State of Affairs by the Night Flight Orchestra here on Talking Metal. And then we're going to hook up on the other side of this tune with my friend Eric Bones of Steel.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and as you guys know, I've been playing a lot of music on the podcast lately because we are all in this quarantine, and when I lived in New York City, where I lived for, 14, 15 years, a guy who always turned me on to so much great music through the years, Eric Bonenstiel, Bones of Steel, we called him, and I haven't spoken with him in years, but I said, man, I got to call this guy up because he's in quarantine, I'm sure, just like the rest of us. He's now living in Connecticut, and I got to find out what he's listening to. So, Eric, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Hey, Mark, absolutely. It's good to talk to another human being except for my close family.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And you just sent me over an email a little while ago that reminded me of a band that you turned me on to probably like 10 years ago, Mustache. I mean, no one knows about this band. You turned me on to them like 10 years ago, and ever since I'm going Mustache, and every record, they put out like a record a year, and it's always great.
Oh. It's endless. Yeah, they are so prolific. And, you know, I listen to a lot of stuff from Scandinavia of all different kind of genres. But one of my big genres over the past 10 years, 12 years, 15 years maybe, has been all this like kind of AOR, hard rock, glam stuff, a la bands like Eclipse and Heat and
right.
Crazy Licks and all these great bands.
Oh, I love Crazy Licks, yeah.
Sort of mess. Into the now, and a lot of it's great. Like Crash Diet's brand new record Rust is fantastic. I think it's a great one. But you know, and there's also been in parallel to that on the continent, up in Germany, in the States, has been a resurgence over the past 10 years of a lot of great thrash bands.
Yeah,
and I've really been deeply diving into some of that stuff because it's been so prescient, right? Like all my friends who aren't metal, big metal fans, you know, always kind of laughed at my genre of music, and I was like, you know, sending them song titles like Evil's, you know, Infected Nations and Nuclear right. Assaults, The Plague. I'm like,
yeah.
Metal's been calling this shit for years, guys.
Yeah,
now
yeah,
we're
yeah.
Out of quarantine. Who's laughing now?
right on. Well,
so, yeah.
I tell you what, you mentioned Crash Diet and Rust, their newer record is great. You sent a song over to me earlier, We Are the Legion, which is a great one. So let's hit that right now on Talking Metal.
We are the Legion, you did. feel. We are the legion you despise. Until the world comes crashing down, we're the real.
A little crash diet here on Talking Metal. We're talking with my friend Eric. And, you know, the thing about you, Eric, that I always remembered was, yeah, you mentioned this earlier, you know, you always knew the thrash stuff and the heavy and hard stuff, but you also, you loved the melodic rock, I guess we call it now, the glam metal, if you will. You were also highly into that and went deep on that stuff, too. And I guess Crash Diet kind of picks that up a bit.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, in that list I sent you of tunes, there were kind of that snapshot of tunes that I've been really kind of digging hard a lot this week. And I'm excited, even in this time of what's going on, the albums are still coming out, right? Like, one of my favorite on the thrash side of stuff is this band from the States. I think they're from Denver. It's a band called Havoc.
Oh, okay.
They really hit the sweet spot of bands, old classic bands that I kind of broke my teeth on, where like Sacrifice and Exodus and stuff like that. The new Havoc record's called Post-Truth Era, and it really follows up nicely to the record from 2 years ago, Conformicide. I can't recommend it enough already just with the first two singles. But if anyone hasn't heard Havoc, dive in if you like that kind of stuff. It's very clean. It's a little trebly. It's not death metal by any means. It's very listenable. It's very well constructed, and I think they're far and above, you know, years above their actual age in,
right,
how mature a band they sound like.
Now, have you heard Power Trip much? I mean, are you into those guys?
I have. That's a whole other scene of stuff that's a little more, it's funny, that band Power Trip, I started hearing about that Power Trip band. I was not, you know, by any means, you know, first to the trend on that band, but people who were not even into metal were sending me links on that.
And like, why is that? They had a real...
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like Coachella people, like-esque kind of, like, fringe friends of mine who would be at some cheesy festival like Coachella to me were like, oh, you would love Power Trip. What's up with the hipsters?
Yeah.
Like, bona fides on this band. I like the Power Trip record. It's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. And there's a few other bands kind of like that, like Forced Neglect is another one. There's a few other bands of that in that strain, which I like. And I like the Power Trip. I just don't get why they kind of, you know, rose to the surface to a bunch of people who never listen to metal.
right. And yeah, this list, again, that you sent me has some great stuff on it. And one song I listened to earlier, Good Times by Great King Rat. Where was I? I didn't know about this band. I was like, is this new? And I looked, this is an old song, man. This is like 90s.
Song, yeah. They only put out two records. They got signed. They may have been on MCA, Music Cemetery of America, or some other, you know, A&M signed them, and they got dropped and picked up by MCA, something nasty. But they put out two great records, and it's kind of like that song, Good Times. Really good sort of, it's almost Paul Sorrentino, Rough Cutty, rock and roll stuff, hard rock. Like, they could have opened for Guns N' Roses, you know, on the Strip at the time, and probably got wasted with Guns N' Roses. But they're just a forgotten band, and I've always loved that song, and it's a song I always try to play now, especially in just these darkened kind of cloudy times. Of like, you know, you and I used to always joke around about, like, I don't, you know, Phil Anselmo used to say, I don't need some guy in a, you know, flannel shirt telling me how to vote. I just want to see David Lee Roth's cocaine jump off the drums. Let's rock. And that's what Great King Rat reminds me of, that kind of vibe.
Absolutely. Another one on the list, Full Throttle, a song by Dr. Sin. Maybe we should hit this one right now here on Talking Metal, and then we'll come back and talk some more with Eric.
We're talking fucking rock and roll here.
Baby, it feels alright. The engine's running.
Talking Metal. So, Eric, Dr. Sin, do you know much about them? I'm reading Wikipedia.
Yeah,
Brazilian, right?
They're Brazilian. I've been following them for about a decade, and they kind of, they have a, they're a little mysterious of a band. I mean, maybe being from Brazil kind of ensures that a bit, but I found them on, you know, way back in the Napster days, just kind of by happenstance, randomly just grabbing stuff, and I grabbed it. And I was like, whoa, what is this? And I really dug it. And I started, you know, I just started following them. And they put out 4 or 6 records kind of in succession and then just vanished.
Right.
And then a couple of years ago, they put out a single like that showed up in my Tidal. That's what I don't use Spotify, I use Tidal. But
right, okay.
It showed up and I was like, whoa, okay. And it sounded pretty much, you know, it was an evolution of what they've been doing. But it was just, it's. It belies what you would think would be Brazilian, especially at the time, Brazilian hard rock metal.
Okay.
It was a little bit more L.A. sleazy hard rock stuff. And yeah, it just grabbed me. And you wouldn't be able to tell from the vocals that they are not American. I mean,
right.
They're kind of, you know, and a little weird fact about them, too. They put out a cover record called Dr. Doctor some years ago where they cover their, obviously their band name is Dr. Sin, and they put out a record of all covers of songs with the word doctor in it.
Oh,
meaning
nice.
Like UFOs, Dr.
Yeah.
Dr. This, Dr. Feel Good, you know, anything Dr.
Nice.
Just a strange band, but
yeah.
I think definitely worth a listen and very, very competent writing.
Awesome. Cool. I want to mention some of the other stuff off the list. You got some Testament on there. Of course, Children of the Next Level off Titans.
That's the new one, and it sounds great. And, you know, this COVID-19 just hit that, you know, brickwalled that amazing tour, which wasn't even set to come to the States, that Testament Exodus Death Angel package, which is where they all got sick, right? Touring in Holland and Spain and stuff. And I'm so the New Testament's great. New Death Angels, I think their best record in 10, 15 years. Yeah. So cool. Hopefully they're all just writing now.
Right. Yep. And yeah, healing, because it sounds like a number of people on that tour sick, right, from COVID-19.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And one of them is extremely sick, like ICU sick. But the other guy, I think Chuck Billy just came out the other day and he's on the mend. So.
Yeah. Gary Holt, too.
Right.
From that same tour. But anyways, we got Heat, or is it H-E-A-T? Yeah. How do you say it? Heat. Okay. Rise by Heat.
Yeah, that's another Swedish band of the Crash Diet world, of just this, you know, very heavy hard rock metal of the, you know, kind of an 80s reboot a bit, but it definitely sounds of the now, at least to me. Heat's considered to be one of the top players, along with like another band called Eclipse. I don't know if you've heard of Eclipse.
I know Eclipse. Yeah, I don't know Heat.
Yeah, they are the two. They're the maiden and priest of Sweden, like this genre of metal.
Right. All right. And Lost Society, you have a song called "Blood on Your Hands" off the No Absolution record,
which is brand new from them. They are if you like anything along the lines of Killswitch Engage, but a bit harder. Lost Society is a great part of the thrash resurgence of bands, and they definitely are part of the cream that's risen to the top above the, you know, 80,000 other thrash bands that, you know, it's pick and choose, but they are definitely, they've been really solid over four or five records that they put out, maybe even more, but this new record that just came out, that's my tune off that record.
Excellent. Again, that's Lost Society. No Absolution is the album. Pink Cream, 69. The album Headstrong, you put down for the song Walls Come Down. I did listen to this. Very catchy. Good stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. And
yeah, that's an old German band. I don't know if you know them as well. They've been around since about 89. Their first record actually dropped here in America. They were on Headbangers Ball back in the day on the first record. They're kind of loosely associated with, Whitesnake's family tree includes almost every band in England from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Pink Cream 69 is that, with Halloween and a lot of other German bands. They're all kind of intertwined and change members, and everyone's kind of been back and forth, you know, here and there. But Pink Cream 69 has been around for many years, and that's their most recent album. And that was not a strong album, but that's the song on it. And I thought it was really catchy, and I'm enjoying it quite a bit. If you like kind of mid-tempo, kind of hard rock in the German style.
Right on. That's absolutely. I did hear it. It was a great tune. And you have All In by Stallion off the album All In.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know now, Stallion.
Did you know Stallion before?
No.
No, yeah. I've been following, they've only got a couple of records, but I got turned on to them a couple of years ago by a friend of mine in Philly, and he was like, "Eric, you got to check these guys out." And he gave me the caveat. He was like, "Now, they're from Germany, and you're going to hear some Accept in there, but imagine if Accept started hanging out with, like, Van Halen and Pantera, not musically, just personality-wise and what they're talking about. It's throwback party. It's real throwback party rock. And a lot of fun and a lot of bottom end, really nicely produced, big, thick, crunchy, you know, guitar tones, and kind of ridiculous, but it's in no way kind of Steel Panther. There's no taking a shot at things here. They're coming at it, and this is very German. They're coming at it like, we mean this shit.
Right, right on, right on. Cool. I'll tell you what. Let's check that out. This now, this is Stallion. The song is All In, and then we're going to come back and we'll wrap this up with Eric, a guy who always seems to be on the cutting edge. Not only the cutting edge, but deep in the well, bringing out some good stuff for me to listen to. So here we go, Stallion here on Talking Metal. By Stallion. Eric, I got an interview that I got to hop on in a few minutes here with Martin Popoff. You know him?
Oh, yeah. Martin. Nice. Yeah. I don't know him personally, but I've, you know, you can tell him that I could go to my library and see, you know, 5 to 9 of his books I've purchased.
Of his 500 books. Yeah. Yeah. Right. He has 3 new books coming out on Rush. So we're going to talk about that. And you guys, the Talking Metal listeners, will probably hear that in an episode or two. It won't be in this same episode as Eric's picks here. But Eric, I appreciate you turning me on to so much great music through the years. I remember we would go grab some beers and you'd just show up with like 3 CDs just burnt with hundreds of MP3s on them for me when we'd hang out. And I still have those.
Right.
Yeah, and I still pull them out. And there's so much good stuff. So, thanks, man, for being my metal
pleasure.
Brother through
it,
the years.
That's what we do, man. That's how we do it. Yeah. Well, thank you, man. I love it, man. We got to catch up offline, too, to this call. And, the great thing about the COVID-19 thing is we're all available.
Yeah, true. And when this does pass, I think the last time we hung out in person was like right when your son was born. So how old is your son now?
He's 7.
Yeah, so. I think. So it was 7 years ago we hung out
at a
UDO show.
At the Udo show.
Yeah, right. A UDO at like Gramercy or something like that.
Yeah, it was at Gramercy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a great night. Thank
you.
You invited me to that kind of like, I've got a pass for you, buddy.
Right on. Well, hopefully we'll do something like that again real soon and things will get back to normal. So, man, thanks. Reach out anytime.
That's
it's always great to hear from you.
You too, man. I'll see you on the IG.
Yeah. And what can we play to take us out? Can you give me another song?
Well, after that Stallion song, should we play something off that list that I sent you?
Sure.
Totally.
Or whatever. We can play whatever you want, man.
I'm trying to think. You know what? You can play it or not. But this is the song that I listened to this afternoon, and I listened to it outside looking at all the trees coming in, and it was weird global pandemic.
Yeah.
And I listened to Still Life off of Peace of Mind from Maiden.
Let's do it.
Deep song side too, but it pays off with Bruce's air raid sirens at the end.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Still Life, a classic deep cut off that 4th Iron Maiden record, which was the first Iron Maiden record I got. I got it on picture disc for Christmas. I have a picture of me like opening it on Christmas morning somewhere, which I should post. But
thanks, Santa. That's a good one.
Thanks, Santa. Yeah. All right, man. Take care.
All righty, Mark. You take care. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.